Last Woche Komma, Elu Simoni Chaya Leida Shechel Bamuta. Like, what's in the gate to know if it's a Chaya or not? As if it's kosher or not, Enechrami. There's no new Simonim, it's the same Simon of the Hema. But Nafkumina, if it's a Chaya or not, is the Chel of Muta. We know the Chel of the Behema is Osetit, some Chel of. But the Chel of a Chaya is always Muta. So if we have to know what's called a Chaya, that this Chelba, its fats are always Muta. Woche Komma, Elu Hein Simoni Chaya Shechel Bay Muta. That the chelboy of it is muta. So what's the simon of a chaya? Kol sheyesh lo chenayim mutlofim. If it has horns and it has hooves, those are simonim. It has horns and it has what the tlofim. Rashi is siponi apasois. Mashma, the hooves come to a point. It has nails on its hooves. That's a proof that it's a chaya. Yeah. Rabbi Doisu ama yesh lo chenayim. If the animal has horns on it. Then you don't have to check out its hooves to see if it has nails there or not. But yesh lo tlofim, if it only has nails on its hooves, then still tzorachat lasal kneim is left to check out its horns. Now the kerish, this type of an animal, Rashi says chayi the gamer forish lo. So this animal, this chayi the kerish, afal pi shein loy el kerenachas, even though it only has one horn, still muta, still that's also called a chayi. That its chelav, its fat, is mutatit. So Moshe says, klolu, is this the klal what you're saying now? Anytime it has horns. Yes, anytime it has horns, that's called the chai, is that true? For an ace, if you have a goat, yeah, you have an ace, a goat, the yesh lo kenai mutlofim, the chol bayosah. We know clearly a goat, it has both, the goat has horns, and it also has hooves, these nails there, and still we know it's fat is also. So when it says like this, kruchais binan, it has to be kruchais, means the horns, they have to be rounded, kruchais. And Rashi by an A is they're not rounded. Rashi says kruchais means a gildi klifi al klifi kain kani yashor. That's a simon of a chaya. It has to be kruchais. For the more of a reishor, I have an ox to kruchais, that its horns are yeah kruchas, they're also a little bit rounded. The chelba yosan still is called the behema. Yet chelav is also. So my answer says two things. Charuka is binin. You have to have horns that have like notches on it. It has to have charukas. Rashi says malayas pegim. There's a lot of notches on the horns. For the more again, vareis, you have a goat. The charukas, there are a lot of notches on it. And still the chelba yosan. And still the fat is also. So even though it has horns, and even though the horns have notches on it, still it could be a behemah. So Moshe says, mefutzol is binin. It has to be that the horns branch out, they have to be split. If the horns are split, like come into a fork-like, that's a simen chaya. For the marai v'rei tzvi yavadir, dei mefutzolus, its horns are not split-like, and still v'chol b'mutah, we know that a tzvi, a deer, is called a chaya. It's chalbi is muta. So the answer is chaduras binan, that they have to be chaduras. Rashi says agulas, it has to be round, shemati. Leke shaleis, not like a goat that's rechovis, a little bit wider. Yes, yeah, one pshat Rashi says, le nira, the kruchas hanagos, the very full kruchas means round. Yeah. So as the rest of the Gassin, Chadugas means Ken Kani Ayel Tzvi Shechad Laman, has to be pointy on top. That's a teretz. Teretz is a simon of a chayir is that has to be pointy on top. Hilkach, therefore, Heichi Demiftzalo, if the horns split, yeah, then Leidin of Leidina, then everybody knows that's for sure it's a simon that it's a chayir. Only chayir horns are split. Heichod lemifslo, in a case where the horns are not split, then binan kruchais, chaduras vechakurais. You have to have all three. They have to be a little bit rounded, a little bit long, and a little bit sharp it has to be. You have to have all of them. It has to be rounded, pointed, and also has to have notches on it. Now, vuhu and vecharukas, these notches, vudimivloye chakayu, that the notches, like a they have to run one into the other. Yeah. Vu de mivla chakayu. That the notches one run into another. Vahainu sveikid iza. And this is what is the suffix about an iza. Of what? Sveka Diza Karkuza. Right, there was an eighth in Karkuza that there was a shayla exactly what is it? If it's a chayr or not. So that has a suffix. Rashi says, Vaino Sveka Diza Karkuza. Shekan of Chadukas for Chakuris, because its horns were taka, they were pointy, and they also had notches on it. Maybe it's called a chayyah. I don't remember if it says kivun the shmoyes. Maybe it has the shame of a goat. It's called a min behema. So that animal, that goat, that in Kakruza, that was a suffix. What did it have? It had simoni chayyah, but the mice, they called it an ace. That was a suffix. The other one says, he is a Kakruza. The attacker is once this goat of Kakruza. The Eviver Reshklusa had it. The Ochor Molitzina de Tarbamine, that he took off a basket full of fat. In other words, by Zadei Paskin, that has a shame Chaya, and therefore he let eat the fats. Rav Acha Osa. Oh, no, could be Stam. They had a basket full of fat of that animal. So, Shalom, what's the lock on the fat? So, Rav Acha Osa. Rav Acha said that fat is Osa. Because, this is called a behema. It's called an ace. Rav Shmuel Breid, Rav Avua Ochamine. He ate from it. He don't know. It's called a chaya because that is money chaya. Koranashi called upon himself me pri ish tispa bitnoi. That vaistois he'll satisfy himself. The chokum will satisfy himself because he knew the halacha. Shochu mitoma. They sent the halacha from Eretz Yisrael that hilchas gavos de Shmuel bread of avua. That's the halacha taka. Taka really it's muta. But the hizrub rabbeinu achoi shemer einei goylehu. But be careful about the opinion of Rabbi Choy, because he is what? He's Meir Enei HaGoyla. So even though the Ikra Locha by says is like Shmuel, that's Muta, but still you should be careful not to be matred in front of Rabbi Choy, because he was a Choshba person. Hirashi says that his Rabbi Choy, Linog by Kovav Lodin Lefonov Kalocha, Achiach Saboy, Vololatir Befonov, Mashu Oysa Shemer Enei Goylu. Since he was a chashma person, like, don't be mekel in front of him, even though really the loch is it's muta. Yenadimor says the kerish afapi shein lel kerenachas muta. This animal, the kerish, even though it only has one horn, still it's called the chaya. It's chelav is muta. Amar Rav Yehuda kerish tevia teveilam. So he says like this that the kerish, it's a deer of belilam. That's what it is. Kerish is tevia. It's a deer teveilam. Yeah, Tagris, what's called Tagris? Tagris, that's Arid Ve'ilam. Tagris is the lion from the Ve'ilam. Omer Rav Kana, Tishi Moyes Heve Ben Umilunya. So he said, there's a distance of nine Amos, yeah, from one ear to the other ear, of the lion of the Spela. So Tisham, the nine Amos, Heve Ben Umilunya, from one ear to the other ear, the Arid Ve'ilam, this Arid, this lion. Omer Rav Yosef, Shisasa Amosa, 16 Amis, Heavy Mashka de Tovid Ve'ilam. 16 Amis, was how long this deer of Ve'ilam was. These are special animals. Omer Lai Kesa Yishua Ben Chanina. So the case of the king said to Yishua Ben Chanina, Eloi Keichem Kari Maskil, like your Hashem makes himself like a lion. You see, the pasuk says, "Ari shayig milo yoro," that the lion roars. Who's not going to be afraid? It's talking about a Kodesh Baruch Hu. So, my revusa, what's the chiddush over here? Like, what's the greatness of this? My revusa, parsha kot lari. A horseman can kill the lions. What's so great to be like a lion? Omla, he said back to him, "Lav kai ari mosol." He doesn't mean to say Hashem was like a regular lion, but rather kari deveilam. Mosla, because Baruch was like the lion of Ve'ilam. They said that's how big it was. It was nine amis from one ear to the other ear. Such a lion, he can't kill so fast. Omalei bina de meschadelei. So the case, he wants to see this lion. So Omalei, Bishua said back to him, no. He said back to him. Bishua Bechlin said back to him, le motzis chazizle, you can't see this lion, it's too big, it's too fearful. Omalei ivra chazinele, yes, please, I want to see him. So boy rachmi se bishua sorry v'chim chnina daven to Hashem and esakim meduchtes, this lion started to move from its place to become close, come nearby. Ki avimachet arba meya parse, when it was still 400 parses away, niyam chat kola, gave out one roar, Apilo kol mavrato. All pregnant ladies were mapil. Vishura deruma nofel, and the walls of Rome fell down. And then the lion still came closer. Adamarachik klosim mayaparsi, when it was only 300 passes away. Niyam kolach rinagebat, another ruah. And Nosa Kicha Vishina the Gavri, the people's teeth, the molars, fell out of place. The Yafu, even the Kesa Nosa fell off, Mikrosaya from his throne, Liyari to the ground. So Amalei, now the Kesa said, listen, B'matusiminor, please, Boy Rachmalei, daven back to Lahadri Laduchta, that the lion should go back to his place. And Echnami was masking, he doesn't want to see this lion, he's afraid of this lion, he said, please, let it go back to his place. So Boy Rachmalei, Bishua, daven to Hashem, and